Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Middlers with Bill Alexander and Yusuf Mustan. Today we're going to talk about another movie. In another episode, we discussed the best exotic marigold hotel, and today we're going to go even more Indian and discuss the movie Agnipath, which has spanned generations, and there are two versions of the movie, and I'm really, really looking forward to discussing it with Bill.
Yeah, so Yusuf, let me tell you about my credentials. I think you know some. Let me talk to the audience about it. My credentials as a Westerner who likes Bollywood are reasonably solid. This first Agnipath that I saw is the second oldest movie I've ever seen. I saw Ek Phool Do Mali, and I think that was in the late 60s. And very, very different movie, very enjoyable, but totally different. And when I got to India, I started to see Salaam-e Ishq. It was the period of Om Shanti Om and Jodha Akbar. So I've seen all those and really enjoyed them. But rewinding back to this period of the first Agnipath was really interesting because it is an atypical Bollywood film for the ones I've seen. And it was also the first time that I've really seen Amitabh Bachchan in a meaningful role. I think I've seen him marketing everything under the sun to me. But I think the only movie, as I reflected on it, was that I had seen him in was Bhanti or Bubbly, which is not, you know, a thing he's known for, not probably that great of a movie.
Okay, so you have seen the Amitabh's later films in, as opposed to some of his earlier work. That's very interesting. You know him as more of a commercial icon than of a cultural icon for Indians.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people that would know Amitabh would remember him from whatever phase of their life they first took note of him, and I think he's been, would you say, 40-plus years in the industry?
Oh, my God, yeah, if not more. I mean, he started off as, you know, the James Dean, John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, all in one, and his advent of his career saw him as initially as a sober, dramatic actor leading into more of an action hero, playing an angry young man, and then slowly evolving into a larger than life Clint Eastwood type of figure. And then his versatility is tremendous in terms of the types of roles. I personally, people know Amitabh as a great actor, great action hero, all of those things. I think he's probably one of the best comedians the Indian movie industry has ever produced. His delivery, timing, and ability to capture a moment are second to none when it comes to comedy.
Yeah, Big B, I think, is what he's known as, right?
And that's right.
Total
that's
icon.
Right.
So let's actually take a step back. Let's summarize the movie at the highest level for anyone who hasn't seen it, although I would imagine many listeners have.
Yeah.
Agnipath in Hindi means the path of fire, am I right?
Yeah.
And it's very simply put, it's a story about a boy from a village, I think on the coast of Maharashtra. I got that feeling.
Yeah, called Manva.
Manva, yeah. And through different circumstances, loses his father without spoiling it. I won't go into any more detail, but loses his father in a way that darkens his heart very early and very profoundly. So as a child, he takes a turn in terms of his psyche. And basically becomes a crime don in Mumbai. And ultimately, through different relationships and different circumstances, has a deeply, an amazingly executed acting, has a bit of a redemptive event right at the end of his life. But it's really a story about someone whose soul is blackened by tragedy and who, in the name of justice and those he loves, pulls out of it. So at least I would say that's how the first movie felt.
Yeah, so very much in the same vein as Shakespeare's tragic hero. you know, a person who's torn between good and evil, value-based living versus a life of aggression and worldly possession of power, and everyone knowing that it's going to lead to a, you know, tragic set of circumstances for the hero, with a lot of losses. And so the first movie was tremendous in that, first of all, there were some other characters in the movie, other than Amitabh in the first movie. I think there was Danny DeZampa, who played the villain role. His name was, his name was Kancha. And then there was Mithun Chakravarthy, also played a role in the original movie, I think. And it's a great supporting cast to Amitabh. But Amitabh, I remember playing the role of an angry, a middle-aged man, but also showing glimpses of tenderness in the movie, were really a testament to his versatility. And what stuck with me about the movie, the original Agnipath, was the dialogue. So I remember a lot of the dialogue from the movie, and the scene where after he's become a don, and he sees his nemesis, or the villain, Danny DeZampa. He emerges from the water, and there's a one-on-one scene between them. That dialogue, many young people who were young in those days, in my generation, have memorized by heart that exchange.
Yeah, I've come to learn that a common friend of ours who's still back in India, a guy that we lived in India with, told me he can recite like this whole movie. You know, I guess
that's right.
A big memorization. The reason I chuckled at that point was, I think it was Mauritius, right?
When, yes, that's right.
When he closed some deal in Mauritius. And,
that's right.
And then when the boat blew up and he popped out of the ocean, I burst out laughing. It almost shocked me that I did it because it was so spontaneous. That gave me a feeling of a certain degree of innocence that would have been like a plausible, you know, it's slow motion. He comes out in his suit. It was a little off to me.
Yeah, I can really see how it seems that way. You know, for someone like me who's a big Amitabh fan who grew up, you know, looking up to this man and the roles, and to a large extent, you know, and I might be taking this a little too far, but in South Asia, for Bollywood lovers and movie lovers, Amitabh had a big hand in developing what machismo or masculinity really means. The benchmark.
I can totally see why. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, and so for you know, even now, I bet you if I watch that movie and I see that scene of the boat blowing up and him coming out of the water, even though it's implausible, even though the music makes it sound like some sort of, you know, Western B movie. The hair on my hands would still stand up. To use an Indian metaphor, because there's Amitabh, and he's, you know, here he is. He's gonna make it happen, and in very unique style, and it's exhilarating.
Yeah, definitely. That was one of the parts in the movie that was memorable. And I get exactly what you're saying. It didn't feel cheesy to me. It did feel kind of B-movie-ish. Like, come on,
yeah.
Who wrote that? But one thing that really, really stuck with me, who is that kid? Remember when he was in the chief of police's office after his heart was kind of ruined? And they had that dialogue back in? That was unbelievable acting. The kid who, once the father was killed in the village, brought his father's body to the place of cremation on the flatbed that he was actually pulling. You know who I'm talking about?
I don't actually remember that scene, but I mean, it's not something that stuck with me, but jog my memory a little bit. So this is a kid who brings the body, and Amitabh actually,
yeah,
he brings it to Amitabh?
He's Amitabh as a boy.
Okay. The kid's acting is, yes. So now, okay, I know what you're talking about.
So I was looking out on YouTube where I saw this, and reading the comments, and somebody said, "Who is that kid? That was incredible." And I rewound it and looked at that again. And I thought it was really, really good. And as far as I can tell, he's not like a famous person these days. Right? I mean,
Yeah,
thing for him.
That's very interesting. So there are some movies where, first of all, in the late 70s, early 80s, Amitabh had this string of movies where the movie's backdrop or the movie starts with explaining a person, the hero's childhood. It was very, very common to show that. And what would happen is you would see glimpses of the characteristics of the hero in the person portraying his childhood role, right? And then what would usually happen is that this kid is either sad or angry or, you know, very distraught at his poor circumstances. But sooner or later what would happen is this kid's either running or doing something, and all of a sudden you'd see him running and the feet would get longer and longer, and then all of a sudden you'd see the hero of the movie, like Amitabh, show up. And there he is as an adult now. And that was a very, very common way of depicting the transition between youth and the hero as a young the hero as a kid and the hero as a young man. So I think something similar happened in this movie Agnipath, where they show the childhood influences and circumstances that shape this adult, and then it goes all of a sudden goes into the hero's adulthood.
Yeah, I mean, it's putting it in a bit of a Western lexicon to say it, but it positions the adult character as having a child within, right?
That's right.
You know,
that's exactly right. Well said.
By a cruel world, but I think it's incredibly well done how he redeems himself. And to me, like I said, right, other than that Ekphul Do Mali, this was the oldest I had seen, and the new Agnipath definitely had a feel of a much more well-funded, more slick, many more special effects. But I think I would summarize it by saying I found it a lot less convincing, and certainly as a remake, it to me kind of felt like it fell short.
Yeah. So one of the things, one of the aspects that stood out for me is the Hrithik Roshan's role. Hrithik definitely, besides being a tremendous dancer and performer, he plays a more less of an angry young man. He plays a more of a vulnerable character in the movie. And the way his vulnerability, first of all, he's a lot, in my view, he came off as a lot younger than what I remember. Remembered Amitabh when he actually played the role of Agnipath. And this Hrithik Roshan in this is, to me, he exudes less of manly characteristics and more of a boyish characteristics. And so that was a key distinction. I also think that there are two roles in the movie, in the new Agnipath, that were tremendous. One is Rishi Kapoor's role of a supporting actor, and as also a villain role, and he plays the good supporting godfather figure and the villainous. And
that
also,
Lalabhai?
That's Lalabhai's role. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And you know, Rishi Kapoor has been one of the most underrated actors in Bollywood forever. And he has another movie, just incidentally, that I saw a few years ago that was tremendous. I think the name of the movie was Do Duni Panch, where he plays the role of a math teacher. It's a comedy movie with his wife, Neetu Singh. Tremendous movie about the Indian context today and how consumerism and buying things has left this math teacher struggling in today's Indian economy. But anyway, so Rishi Kapoor in Agnipath, in the new Agnipath, tremendous. Sanjay Dutt was, you know, his, I really enjoyed his character, the way he played it, the intensity of it, he is not new, as you know, to this kind of a role. He played Khalnayak with Madhuri Dixit back in the 90s, where he made for an Indian actor, commercially viable actor, to play a villain role or a negative role, as they call it in Stardust. He made that popular. And so, again, he does it in this Agnipath, in the new one.
He's got a side of him that, I forget a movie that I saw. I think it was a comedy anyway. He was a tough sheriff or a tough tough cop, right, wearing shades and chasing guys. So he's got a bit of a raw side. But this was beyond anything I've ever seen him do. And I thought it was very convincing. And candidly, he might have been a better main character than Hrithik Roshan, right? In terms of just the depravity of his character. He could have played, I think, maybe a more convincing tortured soul to match Big B's original character.
Yeah, I agree. As talented as Hrithik Roshan is, it may have been a mismatch in terms of him playing that main role. Just quite simply, from my perspective, because Amitabh Bachchan, the first Agnipath, his role was a very masculine, almost a middle-aged man's role, who'd really come into his own. And Hrithik Roshan depicted a person who, a young man who was intelligent, but had not yet come into his own, was still struggling with his own personality and had his personality had not fully developed.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if it was a miscast or just kind of a weak character, but Priyanka Chopra's character, she's kind of an innocent soul that runs the beauty shop, you know, and is wanting to get to the next level in life and has a deep affection for Roshan's character.
Yeah.
But if one scene jumped out at me, and it didn't typify the movie, but the jumping out of the ocean is the one scene I'll always remember about the original.
Yeah.
The one scene in the second one that I'll always remember as typifying the movie was when Hrithik Roshan and Priyanka Chopra and the girl who played Hrithik's younger sister were sitting in a park and he was blowing bubbles. And
yeah.
It kind of had a light music going on, you know, crossing different scenes. And I thought, blowing bubbles.
Yeah, Amitabh would not blow bubbles. That's right. That's right, and that hits the nail on the head. That is a distinction that I see. But you know, this is directed by Karan Malhotra, but also produced by Karan Johar, who is a tremendous talent in my book. And he has, you know, the music, the set, the cinematography, all of that. It was very enjoyable. At some point I stopped comparing it to the original Agnipath, and I said, let me just enjoy this for what it is. And relatively speaking, it was not a waste of my time. I'm glad I watched the second one as well.
Yeah, I think that's a great way of summarizing it. As a standalone movie, it's engaging. As a comparison to the old, I think it falls short and leaves one wanting a little bit more.
Yes, no, I agree.
Definitely. So first, I would say two thumbs up, but much more of a tepid thumbs up for the second Agnipath, and a strong, good, for me, an interesting view into a period of Bollywood history I didn't know about, but for a lot of South Asians, I would say a nostalgic glimpse into a movie that's just well thought of and well-liked, especially by young guys, I would think.
Absolutely. And we are still waiting for a follow-up or a remake of an Indian movie that has done really, really well and overtaken or made more of an impact than the original. I mean, there was an attempt at remaking Sholay, also an attempt at remaking Don, which is an original Amitabh movie, and I think they all fell short of the original mark. So I don't know what this means for the future, but I do commend people, producers and directors for trying. Maybe they should come at it from a different angle, though. I don't know what that angle is just yet, but I'm sure someone will figure it out. So with that said, Bill, thanks so much for reviewing Ugnipath with me. And,
yeah, pleasure. Thanks, Yusuf.
And this was fun reviewing movies with you. Let's try and pick one and do it again.
Yep, look forward to it. Thanks.
All right, Bill. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.